We're just north of the city building right now. And, you know, you've talked a little bit about this sort of private reflection area. And as you were touching on, we do have these two sculptures. We've got Falling Leaf, which is right in front of us, and then behind us, Spirit Tree. So can you talk more about how those play into this sort of reflective space? And also you mentioned the difference between the two, one being more of a street sculpture and the other one being this more private experience.
Well, the granite paving that we're on right now is a reflection of the shadow of this sculpture. So there is a physical tie by shadow at the right season to this pool. And I wanted to honor nature in the most manifest way that I could, and that would be starting with water. We're the water planet. The water is what gives us life and what is really key to our survival. So there is a spiral within this shape. At one time, early in the different configurations for this sculpture, there was actually a spiral within the sculpture itself. Luckily, Mayor Laurel Prusing went along with me and said, let's move this the spiral away from there, and we'll put it within the planting below, so that we keep it as a low-key image and it's not the major image. So that water comes out of that spiral, and if this sculpture is honoring the tree as a component that Urbana became famous for after they lost all their trees in the Dutch Elm disease, and quickly created the city as a nursery again for trees, and that piece then becomes that unit. And so this is a leaf. When it becomes a public work, when a sculpture becomes a public work and you know that it's doing some part of its job, is when people name it and begin to give it their own names. And if you walk in here, there's I'm very pragmatic about placing art. I kind of follow John Dewey's aesthetic is look at it, don't write about it. let it confront you.
Do what feels right.
Take it as it is. And of course, there's no plaques, there's no titles, and I understand that the kids call it three kisses, and they are just touching.
Yeah.
And another more enlightened individual said it reminded him very much of a poem that he heard E.E. Cummings recite here on the campus of the university some years ago. And the poem is as E.E. Cummings did, it's concrete, it's visual.
Right.
And it's basically just two letters all the way down, and they twist and they turn and they twist and they turn. And it is, a leaf falls, loneliness. Now, because he uses parentheses, it could be a leaf falls in loneliness, or it could be because he used the Smith Corona typewriter, and the one and the L are about the same, and it could be oneness, a leaf falls, which is even more lonely.
Right.
But it is that end of the season. It is when the earth goes into rest, and it's anticipating that. Falling Leaf too, I love, because it is a four season piece.
Right.